Welcome to this week's edition, last week's edition of the safety meeting. I am on location at Big Mike's, located in an undisclosed location. Far, far away.
Fly, fly, fly.
But you can follow me on Twitter. Research that in previous episodes, or you can follow Big Mike,
aka at Philip Buxter, your one and only true scientist.
Yeah, if you don't know how to spell that, I'll put it up in the tweet that goes along with this with this edition.
Just think Philip Buster with an X.
So it's like Philip Bucks.
Yeah, Philip Buxter.
What does it mean? Do you know? Or
it's
what,
just
what
my scientific name, dude. I had to choose a name other than my normal name. Because my normal name sucks.
I mean...
It is, know, yes. I understand it is my name, but...
There for a while, your name was pretty cool whenever the rapper Mike Jones was out. Because then...
Who?
Mike Gomes.
Mike Gomes. Well, I still get hollered at like that.
Do you really?
Yeah. People I haven't seen in years will be like, who? And I'll turn around and be like, shut up, man. Really? Come on.
Then give him your phone number. But
I'm not a rapper.
No, nor do you look like a rapper. But let's talk about this injury that you've come upon here. Because nothing sucks more in this world than being injured, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Being injured. Having a back injury. I got a herniated disc. And let me tell you, it's not the most pleasant thing in the world.
I can imagine not so. I mean, it seems like you use your back for just about everything.
You know, you don't know what you use your back for until you can't use it anymore. And you're screaming in pain at 3 a.m. in the morning because you're having spasms. And your girlfriend looks at you and she's like, shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to sleep, damn it. Take your pain elsewhere.
Go sleep in the guest room.
But yeah, I think it's like that with any injury you come upon. I mean, you don't realize how you use stuff until it's no longer there.
Exactly. But I'm on the up and up. I'm getting better. They gave me a bunch of HGH and steroids and all that stuff, all like Barry Bonds, you know. All
right.
I'll be hitting baseballs out of the park anytime now.
Yeah, you can join Jared Lorenzen playing for the Northern Kentucky River Monsters here shortly.
He's a beast.
The Hefty Lefty, or the Pillsbury Throwboy, I've heard.
Pillsbury Throwboy.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
How they let him play quarterback, I don't know.
Well, apparently he's like helped fund this team of the CIFL, which I have no idea what the fuck that even means.
Yeah, I don't think the audience doesn't even know what that is.
It's weird though. It's like a fucking arena league, but it's outside. It looked like it was just weird. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google search or YouTube search Jared Lorenzen, and I'm sure it'll pop up. But
a picture of the, what's his name?
300.
The Michelin Man.
I mean, he looks like the Michelin Man. He's like 375 pounds playing quarterback, which is, I mean, he has good footwork for a big guy, but
it's hard to get down.
I imagine. Jesus Christ.
I can only imagine what it takes to feed that boy.
I mean, he probably has a KFC in his backyard, I would imagine.
He probably owns a KFC.
Or two.
He bought into it and he's like,
fried chicken.
Yeah.
And waffles. No waffles. But last night, NFL was a kickoff of the 2014 season. And
Aaron Rodgers didn't throw the ball towards Sherman. Not one time.
Which I don't understand. I mean, I don't know if that's saying a lot about Richard Sherman or he just doesn't want to throw the ball to Jared Boykin.
I'm thinking that Aaron Rodgers was just scared. And Mike McCarthy couldn't throw towards him.
But I read an interesting quote last night after the game, and Jared Boykin said that he didn't see anything, you know, special or anything. Like, he just saw him as another cornerback.
He's just another guy.
Yeah, he's just another guy out there that looks like a predator with a helmet on.
Oh, that's a good reference.
But I don't know why you don't even take the chance. I mean, worst thing, he's going to throw a pick.
I mean, yeah, they pretty much started stacking the right side of the field or whatever to play defense. Yeah. So they knew they weren't going at Richard Sherman.
Right.
And in my opinion, you can't start the NFL season like that. Just go at him. Why not go at the right? best player? Well, beat him.
I feel like if Eddie Lacy doesn't play, that the Packers are in a real... Granted, we're two NFC North fans here. Mike's a Bears fan. I'm a Lions fan.
That's probably why you can tell we're hating.
But I'm not out to just hate on the Packers. So, I mean, I just think that Seattle looked really good last night, and the Packers just... After they lost Lacy, it just seemed like...
Well, after that Belaga and Rodgers collision, that was it. They lost it. They had a bunch of sacks after that.
Yeah, Sherrod could not stop anybody. No. Cliff Averill on 4th-and-2 got a sack, and he gave up... Sherrod gave up another play late in the game, which...
The front seven of the Seahawks, you know.
Yeah.
It's so strong.
Well, I was more impressed, and the most impressive thing for me was watching the offense for Seattle.
Oh, yeah. The play actions, the use of Percy Harvin on those jet sweeps.
Yeah, I honestly could not believe what their offense turned out to be.
Like, the play where he threw, what's his name?
Baldwin.
Oh, no.
Zach Miller.
No, he did the read option, and a cornerback bid on it, and he threw it over top of the corner.
Ricardo Lockett when he scored, like, the 35-yard touchdown. Yeah.
Stick play.
Yeah, and then it was funny because they showed on the replay, he looked right back at his offensive coordinator and was pointing at him like, you told me, man, told me. He was coming, and he did.
Yep, sure enough.
It's got to be a good feeling, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate the Seahawks just as much as the Packers.
Throw any touchdown pass on any team.
Yeah, but we'll see how the Packers end up faring at 0-1. Obviously, our teams have easier... matchups week one.
Still got a whole lot of games left to play. It's going to be an exciting Sunday.
It's just that shows you right there, folks. You don't want to finish first in your division. You really want to lock up that wild card spot. Because I feel like if you finish first in your division, you automatically have to play those other number ones.
Yeah, you got to play the top tier there.
So, I mean, it kind of bites you in the ass.
I don't know. I feel like here recently in the last 5-6 years with, like, Packers, the Giants... You want to be the sixth seed, be the underdog in every game.
Yeah, you want to be able to, you want to have a losing record going into about week 7 and then really just turn it the fuck on, because that's where the teams are getting hot. They're getting ready for the playoffs, and they know, you know, that they're clicking, that everything's just going to work in their favor. Work as 11 people as one is the goal, obviously.
I mean, the only way... You can go undefeated as if you cheat.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to go undefeated. I think those days are just over, but...
Yeah, in today's NFL, he could be out for a month. Damn. Damn you, Andre Ellington. What are you doing to my fantasy squad?
Do you ever do the draft duel or those...
It's like FanDuel and DraftKings. I got a DraftKings account.
Do you?
And, I mean, I kind of like it. You get to pick just, you know...
Week to week,
same lineup just for a week, though, and then they have all sorts of different types of, like, you know, one-on-one, or, like, you're in a room with, like, they're offering, it says $1,000, but there's, like, 1,000 people, you know,
right, so...
Right, so
this... I mean, it's the odds are kind of stacked against you, but...
Oh, yeah, but they have all sorts of different contests you get into for your... Your flavor, whatever your flavor is.
See, I've never done it, but it kind of intrigues me because it's an interesting style of fantasy, but...
I did it because I got a free free buy-in or something, free $10.
Yeah, they send you those emails once they see you on ESPN Fantasy or something.
Exactly. Oh, speaking of which, I just became an ESPN Insider.
Nice.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. How much... It's not expensive.
I got a bundle, so... Because... The first year, I also did an ESPN Prize Eligible League.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was $40 for both of them.
Wow.
Well, I mean, combined or whatever.
Yeah, and then what do they pay? They pay you, they don't pay you in money. They pay you in, like, Best Buy gift cards or something, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't really check into what prizes you would even get.
I think it's Best Buy. Unless it's ESPN swag, I think you're getting a Best Buy gift card. Because that's what they do with the...
TV.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do with the, I can't think of it now. You lost me there, but, that's what they do with the Streak for the Cash.
Oh,
it's not Streak for the Cash, it's Streak for a Best Buy gift card.
Yeah.
That's what
like
it is.
Like $1 million Best Buy gift card?
No, it's like, because they do the month-to-month thing where you win, and if you win, it's like $5,000, but if you win for like the whole year, it's like $100,000 or something. If your streak lasts the time, but good luck picking. You have to pick more than one game a day, and you'd have to
one
have
one in the morning, one at night.
And you would have to have the best month of picking games ever. Like, it's stupid.
Oh, yeah, some of those challenges are...
I don't understand how you get 30 picks in a row whenever you have to bet on, like, soccer and, like, there's so many different things. You just can't bet on one thing a day or you're not going to win. But you have to be careful with your picks, which is fucking ridiculous.
You got to play the percentages.
Right? And it's just not fair.
Don't go with what the other people are doing because they're stupid.
I mean, yeah, that's what I worry about a lot in fantasy, because I see people doing stuff in fantasy, and you hear people talking.
The trends.
Dude, it's crazy. But, I don't know. I'm still boggled by how much money and draw fantasy football is just pretty much in, not even 10 years, it's just taken over football.
Explosion.
Yeah.
I myself only have 2 leagues this year.
I'm in like 5, so.
Yeah, I limited myself to 2. Only one of which I actually paid. Now the prize eligible thing, I don't think I'm gonna.
You don't have a good team.
Well, I think I have a solid squad. You know what I'm saying? I got Stafford, Calvin Johnson.
Nice.
And I got Le'Veon Bell.
Speaking of Le'Veon Bell, I mean, I think he's good as long as him and LeGarrette Blount don't be taking trips in
I
the car.
I guarantee they were probably listening to like 3-6 Mafia or whatever, and it was that part of the song they got pulled over. It was like. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, or listening to some old Snoop Dogg. I wonder if they were smoking a blunt or just, you know.
As Justin Blackman would call it, you know, Justin. A marijuana blunt.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But oh, wow.
What do you think about all the suspensions, man?
There's a lot of them.
I mean, we got
some
everything ranging from ecstasy to domestic violence.
LA people be raving.
Yeah, and then Josh Brent from the Cowboys killed somebody with a car, and he's back in the league.
Somebody his damn teammate. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was.
Teammate.
And I can't believe he got just reinstated into the league and just has to be, like, on his best behavior.
Well, yeah,
and
he killed somebody accidentally, but either way.
I mean, looking back, you know, they let Ray Lewis play.
You know, I think they should do away with these drug suspensions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just let them do whatever the fuck they want to do.
As long as it's not steroids or, like, I agree that they shouldn't be doing Adderall or cocaine because obviously that shit'll pump you up. But, I mean, yeah, if they're smoking weed or drinking.
I would like to see a better product, though. Let them just take it all.
Whoa.
Let's get crazy here.
We can't have fucking Transformers on
Imagine
the field.
Imagine Ray Lewis not only on the deer antler spray, but on the roids, too.
Yeah, if he's just injecting himself in between quarters and plays.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's crazy.
Then we're going to have a bunch of, like, super shredders running around from Ninja Turtles number 2. Have you seen the new Ninja Turtles movie?
I did.
I did?
Yeah,
wow. That was not even a pre-talked about question or nothing. I'm surprised. Did you like it?
I love the Ninja Turtles. That was a good movie in my opinion.
I heard that.
I feel like it opened it up for some more.
I heard on Doug Loves Movies that is, I mean, surprisingly, if that's what you're into, then it's a pretty good movie. But
I mean, I was into the Turtles as a kid, so like I have a fucking passion about it.
Yeah, see, I was big on them too, but I heard that you don't even see the Ninja Turtles for like the first 20 to 30 minutes of the movie, which...
That is true. They do try to build it up like, oh, you don't know what they look like.
And it's Megan Fox just reporting the news. Yeah.
Yeah. They're teenagers. They're mutants. And they're turtles.
I don't know which is the craziest part of that whole label. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I want to know where the ninja part came into play.
I know. We should make an adult spinoff for Netflix. It'd be like,
oh gosh,
adult, normal, kung fu, adults. That's so terrible. I gotta edit that.
We're gonna
out.
Have to come up with a better name than that one.
We're gonna have to let it pause here for a second so I can edit that. Jesus Christ, I sound like a drunk retard. But, Your Kentucky Wildcats,
We won a game by more than 30 points.
Didn't you match your win total from last year? In one game?
Stoops.
I feel so bad for, like, Kentucky football, because obviously...
We're only up and up, though. We play in the SEC.
I know. That's the only thing you got going for you.
As Charles Barkley would say, it's terrible.
Terrible. But, yeah, man. It's been real hot here lately.
Oh, yeah, it has.
Transition into weather, guys.
Weather. Fuck the weather in Southern Indiana. If any of you live here, you know. If you don't live here, don't move here.
That's right.
Stay away.
All it is humid.
It's a huge fucking cesspool.
And there's no shade.
Yep.
It's fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. All we do is cut down trees.
Well, all I do is win no matter what.
It's because you're injured, man. That's why you win.
You know what else I'm good at? Playing poker.
Yeah, you said you won some money at the boat the other night. What were you playing?
I was playing in a no-limit $1, $2 Texas Hold'em game out of the Horseshoe Casino, Southern Indiana.
Resort,
yeah.
And hotel.
They have a pool.
Golf course. One of the best golf courses in the north,
Point.
Well, south of Indy. No, man. Chariot Run.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man.
It's the drugs from the back pain, yeah. Folks. It's going to be all right. Might be a long show. But
I got an injection on my back today. It was like an 8-inch long needle, and they stuck it in, and I was done.
Lower back. Oh, man.
Speaking of which, you want to see it?
Yeah, kind of. Let me see it.
It's probably fucking still bleeding, dude.
Or swollen.
Oh. Is the Band-Aid on?
Yeah, it's on. No, it's on. Okay. It's just loose.
Is there any blood or anything?
It looks like there's some blood that you might have been seeping through there.
Okay, well, that's not.
Yeah, just, yeah.
I probably shouldn't be doing much of anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with it, man. It looks like it's in a good spot.
I guess that skydiving trip is out of the question later.
Oh, skydiving, huh?
Yeah, that would be cool.
My elderly grandfather has done that, but I honestly am scared of planes and flying.
Scared of planes?
So, like, I don't know how I would get up to skydive, because...
We could blindfold you, put loud-ass headphones on you, and just maybe get you real fucked up first and not tell you. And then once we're up there, we'll open the door and take the blindfold off. But, look, dude, just jump.
Well, I'm sort of afraid of heights, too, but the flying thing's just, it's something that I've got to get past in my life, but
yeah.
I don't know how to get past it because I don't fly often.
I've only flown like 3 or 4 times.
And it's just, you're cool with it?
I mean, yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, there was a moment in time when I was just like, you know, this is a tiny space. I'm 100,000 feet in the air. If it hits the ground, I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
Nothing I could really do about it.
Exactly.
I could put on their oxygen mask and feel better about it.
No. Not even then. I would be in so panic mode that I'm not putting that oxygen mask. Yeah, I'll just die.
And then Samuel L. Jackson jumps out of the fucking front. There are fucking
snakes
on this motherfucking plane. Oh, wow.
But, oh man, we flew into Phoenix from Indy, and I guess the turbulence is, but it's not, it's more intense when it's hot, so the plane was bouncing around as we were landing, and I was freaked out, but I was freaked out way before that. Like, I get sweaty palms, and I get real fucking anxious, and like, I can't do it.
First time I ever flew was we went to St. Louis.
Right? That was my first time.
And I flew backwards. I got to the only 3 seats on the plane, and they're facing
the
back
wrong
of the
way.
Plane.
Oh my God.
That was not a good way to start my flight.
Especially on takeoff, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was quite strange.
I can't, but yeah, that was the only, that trip right there I was okay with, because all we're doing is going up and down, and like, takeoff's not bad.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes.
Once we get in the air and you can't hear nothing, man, you're fucking, it's just bad. I tried watching movies, I tried music, the lady behind me offered me a Xanax, which I turned down, because...
I would have taken it.
I mean, if she'd offered me 5, I might have. I'm trying to get there and not remember how we got here.
Yeah, like up in the hotel.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take an as prescribed dosage. Come on, lady.
For real.
crack that bottle open.
You can't take prescription drugs in the right way.
Right? I'm not even... Like, alcohol on a plane would just make it even worse, so that's out of the question. Can't smoke weed on the plane, so obviously that's not an option. And I'm not going to take some anti-anxiety medicine that's... might work.
No, they should just still let you smoke wherever you want.
Exactly. Well, once weed becomes legal, then hopefully we can start smoking weed anywhere we want.
We already can.
This is true. You don't have to ask questions. Just do it.
Just do whatever comes natural. It feels free.
I feel like if you were smoking a joint and a cop were to walk by you, do you honestly think they would say something to you or try to arrest you? Like, not, let's just say we're not in this state. Let's say we're in another state. Like Michigan, for example.
I mean, yeah, probably. It depends on the cop.
Yeah.
But most of them are going to probably be like, what the fuck?
I don't even think they would do that, man. I think they would just walk by you because you're not really doing anything. All you're doing is just, like, say you're just out on a walk and you're just deciding, hey, I'm going to smoke this joint. And, like, you see the cop, but you're like, fuck it, man, I'm not putting this out. Like, let's just see what
let's
happens.
Let's just see if he you know, if he's, does anything.
Yeah, if he's going to arrest me for smoking this while I'm not harming anybody but myself, possibly, and just minding my own business,
yeah.
I don't think they would say shit to you. But, I mean, obviously, if we're here, you're walking by the police station and you're smoking a joint, you're going to jail.
Put it out.
They call the fire department to spray you down with the fucking hose because they think
they're afraid you have a bomb.
Yeah, or you have a pound in your backpack that you're trying to move. Like, what? No. It's such a harmless drug. That's why I think it should be taken, and NFL players, I think, should be encouraged almost to smoke weed. Because
it alleviates pain.
Yeah, and isn't there something with alcohol and concussions that's not good?
I mean, yeah, probably having thinner blood, and that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, so I think that they should, like, as far as... I think weed to alcohol is just such a better... It's more of a clean thing, and alcohol can, I don't know, fuck with your head somewhat. Yeah. Like,
the things you can do on alcohol.
I mean, you can dance.
Yeah, you can dance if you wanna. You can leave your friends behind.
If your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, they ain't no friends of mine. Alright, but I don't know, man. It's just, I don't understand why alcohol's so... Like, alcohol's okay, but don't you be smoking grass.
Don't be smoking that grass when it alleviates about 1,000 known medical conditions.
Exactly. And alcohol is proven that it is addictive, and it can kill you.
You get withdrawals from alcohol.
That's right. And I've never seen anybody that's been just jonesing for weed, like full-on sweating, can't sleep.
Nobody dies from not smoking weed after smoking weed.
Exactly.
People just continuously smoke weed instead of oxygen and probably still live.
Yeah, somewhat. Maybe not cleanly or healthy, but we'd still be able to function. Yep. Be really hungry all the time, but...
Munchy city.
Right? But I don't know, man. That's just a weird thing. I think that later in life, I think that America is going to look back and be like, what were we doing, you know?
Why did we do that?
Exactly. Because now, I mean, well, not now, but like...
There's only one reason why we've done that. It's because all these fucking major corporations and pharmaceutical companies...
Pharmaceuticals are like the biggest thing in the country as far as money and profits go.
Bingo.
It's like I think I heard some crazy shit where it was like... I can't remember the exact number, but I want to say, like, it's an $80 billion, but I still feel like that's low. I feel like it's an $800 billion industry.
That's so nuts.
Yeah.
That's so much money.
And if that's true, that's ridiculous. Because I feel
like... I appreciate the drugs they've given me, though.
I know, but I feel like you could still get, like, if you had weed versus the pharmaceuticals... Like, the pharmaceuticals could be bad for your health, and you don't necessarily know what's in there, and they always have fucking side effects.
Oh, yeah.
But...
If we could extract, just make straight up, you know, oil, cannabis oil, and just, hell, drink it daily.
Absolutely.
Cancer.
I'd rather just smoke it, but, I mean,
allegedly. You don't want to have any adverse effects, you know, smoking.
Right.
Smoking is dangerous for your health, no matter what it is.
Right.
It is. Burn stuff, you turn that into a million other compounds.
Yeah.
Some of those compounds are carcinogenic and built up over time.
And your lungs end up looking like the fucking stem of a bong or something.
Then you got a hog.
One of those people. Jesus Christ. I gotta quit smoking cigarettes now.
Oh, those commercials are killing me, dude. They got them on TV. They got them on radio. They got them on fucking billboards.
And they take, like, the most dramatic causes, too. And they're like, yeah, I used to have two legs. Then I couldn't stop smoking, so they had to amputate.
They had to cut off my legs.
Now I look like Oscar Pistorius.
Lieutenant Dan. You got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Dump. All right. I don't have many transitions here, so if you got something you want to talk about, man, go ahead. But I'm still kind of caught up in sports for some reason.
Sports, I mean, dude, it's the NFL kickoff weekend. We got to talk about sports more.
I know, but I feel like basketball I'm more intrigued about since we have all these injuries.
Oh,
and
that's true.
I feel like USA really could potentially lose this World Cup.
You think we could lose this World FIBA Championship or whatever?
I do.
It is in Spain, and España has the Gasol brothers and Ibaka. So.
And they have... Deonaro Nara,
what's his name?
Rubio.
Rubio,
yeah. That's their start. Well,
they
don't.
Five NBA players.
No, they don't start Ibaka. They start both Gasols, some Navarro guy who used to play. Rubio, and I feel like they have one more person, but it's still irrelevant because I feel like Kyrie Irving tweaked his ankle yesterday.
Is that what happened? I didn't see what happened.
He's still
in the last 90 seconds.
Yeah, he's supposed to be okay. Nothing,
I read on Sports Center today because I was sitting in the fucking doctor's office forever. These bitches tell me to get there at 11:45. I didn't even go back to get my injection until like 1:30.
Yeah, because I talked to you at 1 o'clock.
I was like, are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? If it's not going to be till 1:30, tell me to be there at 1, not 11:45. I had to sit there in the waiting room. Luckily, I had a full charge of my phone. Checking the fantasy stats, by the way. Fuck you, Andre Ellington. Your foot hurt.
Second Andre Ellington mentioned this podcast.
Yes.
You always find a way to take it back to football.
Yeah. My bad.
It's okay.
If we're going to talk basketball, we have to mention the love in Cleveland that we feel.
Oh my God, there's no
love. You know, I'm a LeBron fan.
Yeah, but if Kyrie Irving gets hurt, that's where this whole conversation starts.
Well,
if
Irving gets hurt, we throw LeBron at the 1. We throw Love at the 5. Then we put Mike Miller and James Jones and what's his name? Waiters.
Deion Waiters.
Yeah, the 3.
That's Syracuse.
All 5 guys can shoot a 3, and we're good.
I'm
scared about this coach, though.
I'm not even sold on this whole regime they have going in Cleveland. I mean, I don't understand.
Jimmy Hilbert's a joke.
I just don't like how they put these teams together now. I mean, you don't know if Kevin Love is going to mesh well with LeBron. They've never played together, I don't think. Maybe USA basketball for a year. But I think throwing him, and obviously Kyrie Irving's never played with these guys either. Maybe his rookie year, but I mean, all-star games aside, these guys are
my MVP of the team. If you don't name LeBron,
I mean, it's LeBron, but
if he's not a choice because he already is, we get Anderson Barajal.
Oh my
god, hair.
He's on the Brazil team, which that was the other team I think that could possibly run with the USA.
A bunch of starters. Too bad they don't have Manu.
Oh, well, Manu does. He plays.
Oh, he's Argentinian.
That's right.
Is that right?
But he, like all the Spurs, though, this year are not playing for the U.S. for their national team. Maybe. Yeah.
Tim Duncan's coming back for another year, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's signing that deal.
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting. Patty Mills isn't playing for Australia. It's just weird.
Did he go back to the Spurs?
No, he's back. Dude, they have everyone back. I don't think they lost one person.
I can't say fuck the Spurs because I respect them.
Exactly.
Gosh, LeBron could have 4 rings already if it wasn't for Tim Duncan.
I mean, I don't see them getting past. I don't see Cleveland beating the Spurs even if they do meet up.
Even if they make it, it's going to have to be, you know what I'm saying? You have to be a team. Spurs showed what it's like to be a team and destroy people last year.
That's why I don't
every
like.
Every year.
Yeah, that's why I don't like the building of the teams because that team's been in place for the better part of a decade now, and maybe just added a few pieces, but
like 14, 15 years.
And that just keeping those core group of players happy and together, I feel like that's the way it should be done. versus going out and signing Kevin Love.
Yeah, all the big name free agents.
Yeah.
They all think they're the shit, you know.
Signing Sean Marion and just trying to get any piece of scrub talent that might be left.
I would have actually liked to have kept, as you know, if you were a Cleveland fan,
Wiggins.
Kept Wiggins.
Oh my God.
Been another first round pick, you know? Like,
oh my
man.
God. I mean, there's no way I feel like. Yeah, but you can't trade for Kevin Love if you don't throw Wiggins in that deal.
No, well, definitely not. Yeah.
But you want to keep him, I understand.
But yeah, I mean, Kevin Love, I mean, this man is like Larry Bird-esque. He has Larry Bird's skills as far as today's NBA goes.
If Larry Bird was athletic and rebounded like he was Hakeem Olajuwon, then yeah. He
gets 20 boards a game.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't like your comparison, but I feel like it was solely based on race.
It was solely based on like what they look like and the fact that they can like shoot the ball. He's nowhere near as Larry on the offensive side, you know what I'm saying? As far as just Larry could shoot it from behind the backboard and swish it.
Well, I'm just kind of shocked at where Kevin Love is personally. When he came into the league, he was chubby. Everyone, no one really knew that he had the talent that he has.
Right.
And then, like, his third, fourth year in Minnesota, he drops all his weight. He can shoot the three now.
All of a sudden, his jumper is, like, everything's dropped.
Yeah, averaging 13 boards a game on top of 20-plus points. Like,
somebody should check Kevin Love for that Adderall scription.
I don't think he has. I think he's just God-given talent. And
well,
Jesus.
When he was at UCLA, yeah. I mean, I just left. Saw him as a big, you know, maybe a power forward type player, no jump shot, nothing,
yeah.
You know.
Left after his freshman season, and then I think maybe him and Russell Westbrook played together, and then we're in the same draft.
Because there was another player that was there. Who was it? It was.
It's not Capone.
Collison, maybe.
Oh, I think you mean.
Point guard Collison.
Darren Collison.
That would be
crazy. Yeah, Collison, I believe, was there.
Yeah.
Maybe not, though. This is all allegedly, folks. I don't have the internet right now, so I can't get on there and tell you for sure, but just bear with us. And if
you
have corrections,
you know what,
fucking tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us at Philip Buxter. That's Philip Buxter with an X.
Or,
The president performs.
Or Safe Capital T Meeting Pod. And on Twitter, just let us know where we're fucking up, folks.
Hey, how do you feel about splitting up Durant and Westbrook?
I have no problem with it, but if you're gonna get rid of one, you know who I would rather get rid of. But
yeah, everybody would rather get rid of Westbrook because he just, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is what are you gonna get in return?
That's
because
tough right there.
He's still an all-star.
If you just gave three number ones practically to, you know, Minnesota for Kevin Love, for what Russell Westbrook, I mean, I'm thinking more.
If I'm going to break it down in a trade, if I'm trading Russell Westbrook, I'd better get at least. I want two players and a pick. But my one player has to be legit.
Yeah.
And then the other player I don't really care about. Just probably going to have to make some things work money-wise. But I feel like if you trade him for two players and a pick.
Watch out for that salary cap.
Yeah, but it's going up in 2 years. So.
I wish it didn't exist.
I mean, then you have things like the MLB and...
Oh, yeah, I guess...
The Yankees.
Nobody wants to see the Yankees win. If you do, you're Eric Amer.
Well, then if you do, well, good name drop. But
yeah.
I feel like if you do that, then, yeah, it's going to be hella problems. And then, obviously, the best teams are going to be located in Miami, New York, Los Angeles,
LA, yeah.
Yeah, Houston.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because Wisconsin fucking sucks.
I keep hearing all these things about this Greek freak kid. And
he's
playing on the national team from Greece, but I hear all these things about crazy wingspan athleticism, but...
What's his name, actually?
Dude, that's why they call him the Greek
crazy
Freak,
names,
yeah.
Because
no one can even attempt to say his name.
Greek Stifidibidabam. Yeah.
Yeah. Saskatchewan, that's his last name, no. But, yeah.
Oh, Tom Brady is an Ugg boot representative.
You know
that's
so
gross.
You know that?
I know it. I'm just reiterating the fact that dude.
He bangs Giselle Bundchen, so let's back off.
I understand, yeah.
And he
true.
Went to Michigan, so.
Well, I would never wear Uggs, though.
No, even if they are for men.
Yeah.
Or in the most comfortable shoe ever.
Let us let you in on what we're watching right here. We see Giselle Bundchen kicking a giant punching bag.
That looks.
Some tight black shorts.
It's the new Under Armour commercial. I'm not going to lie, folks. She is sexy as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Kick that fucking punching bag.
Tom Brady might be the luckiest man ever to walk the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
199th pick after going to the... I can't even say it anymore, but one of the best football schools ever.
Okay, Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, and then 199th pick, the coach immediately, you can tell, just falls in love, and then they just start this fucking dynasty that just lasts for what seems
falls
like
into
ever.
What was the Patriots' great defense, you know, they ended up, who was it? Yeah.
Teddy Bruschi, and they had Ty Law. I mean,
Junior Seau was there, RIP for a year.
Oh
so.
My God!
I don't think they won it the year he was there, though.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe the second one they won, but I still don't think so. I think they lost to the Giants with Junior Seau the first time.
10 years since they won.
Jeez, I know, and people automatically don't like it, and I get Peyton Manning thrown in my face a lot, but I see the Pats taking the AFC this year.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think the Broncos will be...
I mean, that was a good fight that last game last year between them. I mean, it's always a good fight between Peyton and Tom, so...
Yeah, and I hate to say it, but that's going to be the saddest day for me is when both those guys retire.
Yeah, they're no longer in the NFL.
Because that is the rivalry.
Russell Wilson coming out to take their spot.
Yeah, him and Kaepernick, but I think Kaepernick will be in the league 3 to 4 more years and then just gone.
Oh, you think so? He's just going to wash out, huh?
I'm sorry, I'm not on
that. Kissing the biceps is over.
I'm not on it.
Well, hey, this is the second year in a row in my all-important two-quarterback league with defensive starters that I've got Kaepernick based solely on the fact
rushing.
That he also rushes.
Yep.
If he gets a rushing touchdown, as a quarterback in my league, it's double points.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're in one of those. Do receivers get 12 for rushing touchdowns, too?
Yeah.
See,
if they threw one, it would be 18.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
If the quarterback caught a touchdown pass, it would be 18.
Holy shit.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. What's your strategy drafting-wise? What was your strategy?
Say in this league, all right, we have two sets of drafts. We have the offensive and the defensive. And since I came in fourth last year, I chose to take the 10th spot on offense, giving me the first pick on defense.
Oh,
so that
nice.
Way, I could go 10-11 on offense. I grabbed which was best available. All the good quarterbacks
Calvin.
Were taken. I took Kaepernick.
Each quarterbacks go first in that league?
Yeah, in that league, it went Peyton, Rodgers, Breeze, RG3, Nick Foles, Stafford,
RG3
Love.
Is top
five? Yeah, that dude, he's not very bright.
No, I'm sorry, but Jesus, he's another
one. Well, the other thing is, we give quarterbacks 1 point for every 10 passing yards.
Oh, wow. That's high scoring, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
My strategy this year was to go quarterback, running back, quarterback, wide receiver. Then I went, position players after that, straight up wide receiver, running back. I would since I had, back-to-backs each time, I would go wide receiver, running back.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Dude, are you in standard league? Because
I'm more
curious about
league,
the standard league draft, because people were getting weird in some of them.
Yeah. So I did one standard league draft where those 12 teams, I had the 7th pick based on random order. I took Calvin Johnson. Because, all the best running backs were gone. I had to take
And, I think if you don't get a running back in your first 5 picks this year, or in the first, if you're not in the top 5 overall, then you need to be looking at quarterback, wide receiver, tight end.
Exactly.
Because if not, you're just going to be losing.
You
got to
look for that leg up at any position you can. That's why Jimmy Graham goes so high is because he plays in the tight end spot. And he's
every week.
Way more points than other tight ends.
Every week, that's a weekly advantage if you have Jimmy Graham. So, I went personally this year. I had mostly top 5 picks, but I ended up with Forte the most because Shady McCoy, they just got Sproles. They're going to use him. Obviously, AP was the only person I was interested in taking before him because I think Charles Charles is going to be good, but I don't want Charles.
He's so small, though. That's the thing.
He's fast, but he's injury prone. Like, I don't know. And then who's the other one that was going up there? Marshawn Lynch. Obviously. This is not.
He may have tried to get more money and everything in his, you know, stock drop, but he showed last night why.
He's
a beast.
Yeah.
Man some skills.
I was impressed by him last night, probably the most out of everyone.
Oh, look at this. Breaking news, people. Shaq is applying to be a police officer in Florida somewhere.
For the second time in his life. Did you know?
I'm about to move to this county just so he can protect and serve me.
The first time he took a police job, he had to be paid. So he took a $1 salary, and he took the $1 and donated it to charity.
Well, why wouldn't he ask for more money and donate more money to charity?
Well, he was still playing ball then, so he was just doing it on the off season. But I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny that he had to make a salary, like he couldn't just be a volunteer. Like, that's ridiculous. And then he chooses a dollar. Like, dude, at least take a regular wage and then donate the whole wage to charity, you cheap fuck. But the two, and this is drafted for Kelly's team. And we had a little problem we ran into when we draft. I think it was the seventh round, and Cam Newton's still on the board in 12-team league. Cam Newton's on the board. Russell Wilson's still on the board.
Oh.
We pull the trigger, and we take Russell Wilson in the seventh round.
There you go. I like that.
Eighth round, I think we take Golden Tate. And then, in the ninth round, Cam Newton is still sitting there.
What?
45th overall ranked player, and he's still sitting there, and we're sitting there at, like, the 90 or 100-something picks, and we ended up getting Cam Newton as well.
In, like, the 10th round.
Yeah, which I felt like was crazy, but, I mean, I'm scared for Carolina this year. I picked them to finish last in their division.
Let's see, what do you got? I'll take the Saints, then the Falcons,
and
then
Lovie
Bucks.
Smith.
Yeah.
Lovie Smith is good.
I feel like Carolina's defense is good enough to get them third in that division. Because, hey, back to my defensive league, I got the first pick.
Who'd you take?
I took Luke Kuechly.
Or Keckley.
Keckley. Whatever the fuck his name is. Second year in a row, I took him, too.
I mean, he's definitely in that Paul Posluszny middle linebacker.
The dude
exact
is only
model.
22 years old or something.
He's led the league in tackles,
years,
I think.
Oh my gosh.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he has a big year this year.
You have to know a lot about the game to do that defensive player side of the draft.
You want to hear my starting defensive? All right, I got Lamar Houston because I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah.
Muhammad Wilkerson is a top 10 D tackle.
The Jets, right?
Yeah, Jets
okay.
player. Then I got Keekly, who's a linebacker. Alex Ogletree is a linebacker behind the St. Louis, you know, front line, which is one of the best. So he's going to roam free and just eat up tackles. Then I got, what's his name, from safety from Louisville.
Calvin Pryor.
Yeah, starting him. I got Ryan Shazier, the drafted rookie to the
Pittsburgh. I heard super good things about him this year.
Good. He had a preseason game with like 10 tackles.
Yeah, which, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Who
knows what else happens.
Yeah, he could really go crazy.
Had that Earl Thomas.
Nice.
He's going to be huge.
I still don't like the fact that they have him returning punts, man.
Well, they showed that last night,
You have Percy Harvin. You have all these guys, like... Don't fucking put your all-pro safety returning punts whenever you have guys that are better. Like, it's not helping your squad, Pete Carroll.
I forgot about this.
And there was something else I wanted to transition to from there. But as far as our division, man, as far as our division goes...
We have a really tough division.
And we do, and I mean... Everyone's on the NFC North, or it's the NFC West right now, and it's just like all this, and no one can top
NFC
with.
This and that, and their defenses are unpenetrable.
Right. I mean, look at the Rams, though. The Rams' offense is going to be awful this year.
Yeah,
really
Sam
awful.
Bradford, but really, what has he done anyway?
Well, Yeah, I mean, besides tearing both ACLs.
Besides making like $50, $60 million before ever throwing a ball in a real game.
What a lottery winner Sam Bradford is, though.
Yeah.
Last year, before they restructure the rookie salary cap, and he ended up getting $60 million guaranteed or something.
Yeah, ridiculous. The guy got hurt. I give him that and everything. He just never panned out.
But, I mean, they were excited about him this year. So, I mean, obviously that excitement comes from somewhere. You're not just going to give the kid the ball and be like, here, just sling it. We feel
just,
good
just
about
throw
it.
This.
Yeah. And he came out of the Big 12, Oklahoma, which, I mean.
Fuck Skip Bayless.
Whoa, Skip Bayless? Yeah. Where did that come from?
I just
met Big 12, bro.
Took me into hating on Skip Bayless.
Okay, that's fine. I don't like him either, but, you know, what are you going to do? As far as Super Bowl goes, though, I still feel like it's going to be. I mean, it's either going to be
Seattle and Denver.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a few teams in the NFC that can compete, which, I mean.
The Packers couldn't last night.
I think they're just one-dimensional, man. If Eddie Lacy's not in there, then they're in real trouble.
I think they don't have, like, you know, yeah, everybody's high on Randall Cobb, and, you know, Jordy Nelson is the great white hope. But, like, they don't have a tight end to throw to or a third or second really receiver. Like, Cobb needs to be in the slot, and they need a big dude out on the other edge, you know?
Well, they had Boykin, but, I mean, they just wasn't in the game plan to throw him the ball, I guess.
Speaking of Boykin, he was my last pick.
I found out most people were taking him with their last pick, which I like, but, I mean, if last night's any indication of how they feel about him,
yeah.
I mean, fuck, you don't believe
and
in the dude's.
Aaron throwing the ball once.
I know. I mean, I feel like you have to call one play that'll at least test Sherman.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say he's the best corner in the league, but God damn it, I would want to prove that. Make it a fucking for sure statement.
Make him work for that honor because he's been running his mouth all offseason.
Dude, as far as NFL players go, he runs his mouth the most. He even took his smack talk to the WWE for fuck's sake.
Yeah. He's taken it all over the globe already in the last 3 or 4 months.
I'm not a big Sherman fan at all. And now that Pete Carroll's the coach of the Seahawks, it's just I really don't like the Seahawks. Probably, if not more, than the Packers. So, as far as hate goes, the two teams I hate the most played last night. So, sucks one of them.
If I had to choose a team to really just hate and not like at all, it's definitely the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks we have friends that root for them, and it's not really their fault.
Hey, I'm respectful when I'm wearing them. I'm not, like, talking shit or nothing.
Yeah, I'm not on the hype, man. I don't think Rodgers is.
Not sold.
Yeah.
Their defense didn't stop anything last night.
Well, I'm not even sold. I mean, like, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, and I'm as good as everyone says, I feel like you still have to find a way to make that game close. Like, if he's your leader, and you all just think if everybody thinks he's the best player in the league, I feel like he has some weapons, and he could have tried to keep that team in the, but maybe not. Maybe it's a play-calling thing. Maybe it's coming from upstairs, and it's out of his control, but.
There's nothing he can do about it.
Why not? All right,
so I got a question. Here it is.
All right.
In that league, I had Ellington. Looks like he's not going to be able to play, because he's a loser. I got Gearhart. I think I'm going to move to the running back spot there, but then I have the flex open now. Who do you like better? Golden Tate? Mike Evans? Who's another person I could put in there?
I have Mike Evans in a few leagues.
Yeah? Who would you pick out of those two? Tate or Evans?
I feel like week one you have to start Golden Tate, but
he's playing the shitty-ass Giants defense.
True.
So.
But I feel like Megatron and both of our backs are going to have...
Joik and Reggie,
They're going to have a good workload this year.
I got Joik.
I feel like Reggie Bush is about to be having a serious decline in carries, though.
I think they're going to give them, you know, it's going to be equal. It's going to be like, you put both of them in the backfield, which one are you going to throw to?
Yeah. But
screen are you going to throw?
And last year, there was more of a Reggie Bush was a first, second down, it's even third down back sometimes. And now this year I feel like it's going to be straight up 50-50 instead of what would have been 60-40, 65-35. I feel like Bell is proven that he's going to be worth it, and I feel like he's...
Yeah, what'd they give him over the offseason? Like
he got just
bucks?
As much money as Reggie Bush did. So
that's 2 years in a row, huh?
If that's any indication, I mean...
What happened to Mikel LeSueur? They got rid of him?
Yep, he's gone. He's out the dough. Thank you for helping us get to the playoffs, LeSueur, but here's the free agency side of things.
You might want to...
But I honestly think, man, Mike Evans...
Hey, how big is that jersey that you got on there?
It is a large, sir.
It's one of the newer ones?
Yeah, Nike.
Because I'm looking to get a newer one. The last two jerseys I bought are extremely too large. You know what I mean? So, I want to get one that fits.
Plus, man, they all run, like, double size. Or not double size, but, like, adding a couple inches to it or something.
Yeah,
so.
Like, one of them even has +2 on the length. I was like, wow.
Yeah, but the only thing I don't like about these jerseys is look how long the fucking arms are.
I kind of like that.
You like the long arms?
Yeah, because I feel like the older jerseys back, you know, before Nike, I guess it was Adidas.
No, they were, it's Reebok, bro.
Reebok, yeah, my bad.
It's okay, they're both shitty.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nike.
Yeah, go Nike.
Nike's the Apple of sports apparel.
Exactly.
I feel like Under Armour's trying to...
No, they're trying to steal Durant, weren't they?
Yeah, for a fucking stupid amount of money. Like, Nike's not going to match it. Like, you do know that they're, like, the most profitable thing going now, especially in sports gear. I mean, NCAA took all their uniforms over there. They make all of the fucking NBA uniforms now. I mean, and now they get NFL. Like, I hate to break it to you, Under Armour and everyone else, but Nike's taking over.
Nike's taking over the sporting apparel industry.
Not even taking over, but just reassuring everyone that they're not going anywhere. And, like, you can...
Well, yeah, that's true.
You can make it, and you can be semi-successful, but no one is even going to be fucking close to what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Like, this is Nike.
This is Nike. That should be their slogan. This is Nike.
Oh, man, I can't fuck with Just Do It.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a great one. You can have more than one.
That's true.
Well, just do it. This is Nike.
Or it should just be Nike and then, like, a mic drop or something, because that's all it is, really.
Nothing, nowhere, it's just the name.
But I think it's funny Nike. That these people sign all these athletes to all these deals. Like, I remember back in the day when...
Well, I think they could be keeping that money. I mean, I get it, endorsements are huge and they wear your brand.
Well, dude, if you get popular people, that could definitely help. I mean, fuck AI.
Once you're so huge, everybody knows who you are. Yeah. So, like, why pay them $300 million and be like, fuck it, I'm keeping that money for the company, you know?
Well, I just thought it was funny whenever AI signed, like, his supporting, or his athletic deal with Reebok. They signed him $50 million, but the contract was for life. So he was signed $50 million to Reebok, but he had to stay with Reebok for the rest of his, you know, like, career or life, I guess. So now $50 million is a shit. So I feel like in 20 years' time, you had some dude that was signed for life with a company for $50 million, and now, fuck, LeBron, KD is getting $200-something million.
Like, they get, like, as much as they get paid by the league.
Yeah, and it's only for a certain amount of years, you know?
Like, 20 million
years. Like, we went from life to a certain amount of years, and the money fucking, like, quadrupled itself. Like, this is insane. I feel like it's just such a big business, sports, and Jesus Christ.
We have a visitor.
The NFL and the NBA. I feel like I don't know how Major League Baseball is shit coming close in revenue.
They're on the decline for sure.
I don't even think it's decline, bro. Do we need to pause this for a second? If someone's coming in?
Yeah.
All right, we'll pause this for a second. So we'll be back. And we're back.
What? Welcome back.
Quick cigarette break.
Puff, puff.
I originally said this is going to be the safety meeting. However, since this was mainly about sports, I think I'm going to post this under safety meeting sports as, like, an extra thing.
Yeah, we did get onto some tangents about some interesting football, basketball topics.
Yeah, I mean, sports is just booming right now. Like, and it's been such a layoff with just baseball going on.
I know, baseball.
And the world, and the FIFA World Cup. Like, ugh.
I know.
This is America.
It's finally time for some hard-hitting football.
Super Bowl action.
Yeah, and
some torn ACLs.
And the round of 16 for FIBA starts tomorrow.
Oh, does it? So, I'll be watching that.
Yeah, those games really start counting.
So I'll be enjoying my nice afternoon of sports.
That's right. This is Friday, September the 9th. So tomorrow, 10 a.m., the World FIBA Championships start. So,
go America!
Get next to your TV, and then Sunday, I don't need to explain to you what Sunday is.
Oh, Sunday is a holy day.
Sunday is the holiest day. But
all I can say is finally. I wish I had at least like 8 TVs.
That's right, and church starts at noon, people. So make sure you're sitting on your couch and ready to tune in for the gospel, which is the NFL.
Our pastor, Steve Berman, will be preaching to the choir about what to expect this upcoming season.
I can tell you I'll be watching the Bears game at 1 o'clock, and then I'll obviously be watching the Dallas Cowboys against the Niners at 4.
And watching the Denver Colts matchup Sunday night.
You're going to that?
No.
Oh, well, you said attending, man.
Yeah, in spirit.
Oh, okay. I hate the Colts. They're like the third team besides.
It's a good game, though. You got Luck against Manning. I think it's a good matchup.
Yeah, but it's in Denver, man.
You think,
and they're still favored by
Marcus Ware is going to do anything?
I mean, I've never really seen a healthy DeMarcus Ware play, I feel like. I've never been as involved in the game as I am right now to watch DeMarcus. I feel like he's always hurt.
Yeah, the last couple of years he's not been healthy.
Yeah, so I feel like I don't know what I'm...
Another, he, you know, tore his ACL, so...
Yeah. And obviously DirecTV sucks, folks, so I highly... If you're into the NFL, DirecTV Sunday Ticket is where it's at, but Xbox, if you can get it through your Xbox or PlayStation, do it that way.
Do it. Just do it.
It is essential to watch all the games, not just some of them.
Just do it.
That's right. Or if your favorite team, like mine, is out of market, obviously that's still another great way to watch your squad. But not to give them a plug, but, you know, DirecTV sucks so much cock.
Yep.
If it's storming outside, you're not watching TV. You're watching something that says no signal.
No signal. Get the Ouija board out.
Well, dude, it was fucking fucked up because I was over at my parents' because they have DirecTV and I had ordered a fight over there, like a UFC fight. It's storming. So
no show.
Yeah, like I found that was fucked up and like DirecTV should give me my money back, but no dice.
No dice.
They do
nothing.
That was kind of crazy.
You just gotta complain.
Yeah.
Multiple and be like, I want to talk to your supervisor.
Yeah, I know, and then they just end up fucking putting you on hold to the point where you just hang up. Like,
yeah, it's like, I'm not
fuck
it. Another hour.
Yeah. It might take $20 off the bill, so just fuck it. But, yeah, get next to your TV this weekend, folks. Get ready, because shit's popping. So.
Tell your women you're going to be busy.
Yeah, and obviously college football, there's a couple of good games this weekend.
And if you are a woman watching football,
stop.
You are so hot.
No, just stop and get to the kitchen immediately. Make us some food. Because there's nothing that I hate more than, like, these girls who claim that they watch football and then, like, they just so happen to be, like, chilling with us or something. We're all watching football together and they're on their phone the whole time. Like, yeah, this is cool. I know you're not looking at fantasy, so, and you're not watching the game, so.
She's on the O Network.
Right.
.com.
Like that chick you mentioned earlier. Like, I feel like she's just a poser. Like, if you don't watch football, then just say you don't watch football. Like, you're familiar with it, but you don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just fun. It's no big deal.
I have a problem with those pink jerseys, too.
Oh, my God. Stop. Just,
the team's colors aren't pink.
I understand there's a demographic of women out there who enjoy that shit, but just stop. Make them buy regular colored jerseys.
No more pink.
See, that's why I enjoy my girlfriend. She bought a Maurice Jones-Drew jersey, but it's still the right colors. It's not fucking pink. Yeah, you don't have to buy. You can just buy men's small jerseys or men's medium. Or fuck it, if you're a real tiny bitch, then just buy a youth jersey.
Or if you're an extra large woman and you want a Brian Urlacher 54 orange jersey.
There you go. I feel like fat.
Hit me up.
Yeah, fat bitches love the NFL. And maybe the fat bitch is a good one because maybe she'll actually sit there and watch it. I don't know.
She'll actually know what's going on because
right.
Her brothers raised her.
This is all speculation right now, so. as far as women and watching sports go, again, I would just advise against it. Just please stop. But we'll wrap up that with a sexist comment to end the show. For me, Josh, and Combs.
Big Mike.
Big Mike at Filibuckster.
Say what?
PHILIBUXTER.
The one and only scientist.
Was that right?
I think it's two L's.
Oh, well, just get on there and look it up, folks. He's You'll the only it. One with the name.
That's right.
And there's a good picture of you on there, I think.
There is. I'm smoking a nice Cubano cigar in the Florida Keys.
Living the dream.
And a Mai Tai in my other hand.
Nice. That's Those good are times. Good.
Peace out, world.
Yes. This has been Safety Meeting Sports. Goodbye.